Sophie's Snail by Dick Kingsmith, Story 3, Aunt Alice. The children's father looked up from the letter he was reading. "It's from Aunt Alice," he said in a rather surprised voice. "She's coming to see us." "Who's Aunt Alice?" asked the twins. "She's Daddy's aunt," said their mother. "Or rather, she's Grandpa's aunt, so she's Daddy's great-aunt." "I've never seen a great-aunt," Sophie said. "Well, of course, she's more than that to you three children. She's a great-great-aunt." "Yikes," said Sophie. "She must be enormous." "You'll be soon be able to see," said her father. "She's asked us out to lunch next Sunday." "Why haven't we seen her before?" asked Matthew and Mark. "Because she lives about 600 miles away in the Highlands of Scotland." "It's a long way to come for lunch," said Sophie. No, she's already down this way, staying in London for a few days." Now, the twins forgot almost at once about the coming visit of great-great-aunt Alice, but Sophie didn't. She wondered about the Highlands. "How did you get down from them? On a rope or a ladder?" She wondered about this great-great-aunt. "How would she get to London? In a train? But she might be too big to get through the carriage door." "In an aeroplane, perhaps? Yes, that would be best. In one of those huge ones with fat tummies that you could put tanks and lorries and things inside, and the plane could fly off the top of the Highlands, and then when it got to London, they could open the big doors at the back and this enormous aunt could walk out." But when Sunday came and the front door opened, it was a very small person who walked in. The top of her head, Sophie could see, didn't even come up to Daddy's shoulder. "Now then, Aunt Al," Sophie's father said, "these are the twins, Matthew and Mark."
"Howdy-do,"
said Aunt Alice, and she shook each boy's hand in turn. Although it wasn't always so, Matthew and Mark happened this day to be wearing exactly the same clothes.
"Like as two peas in a pod," said Aunt Alice. "Which is which?"
"I'm Matthew," said Matthew. "I'm Mark," said Mark. "I'm nearly 10 minutes older," said Matthew.
"And I'm 2 years younger," said Sophie.
"Ah," said Aunt Alice, "now you must be Sophie."
And she took hold of Sophie's hand and held it, looking at her with sharp blue eyes. She looked rather like a bird, Sophie thought, with those bright eyes and a thin, beaky nose and hands that were skinny and bony and curled like a bird's claws.
"How old are you, Sophie?" she said.
"I'm 4, said Sophie. "How old are you?"
"Sophie," said her mother, "you can't go asking things like that."
"Why not?" said Sophie. "She asked me, didn't you?"
"Quite right," said Aunt Alice. "Lord, rubbish people not wanting to tell her age. I'm 80,
and I'm hungry as a hunter. When's lunch?"
After lunch, Sophie and Aunt Alice sat on a swing seat on the lawn. Sophie's parents were doing the washing up, and the twins were playing with a football at the far end of the garden. Aunt Alice's small shoes just touched the ground, and she swung the seat gently back and forth. Sophie sat beside her, feet sticking straight out, and looked directly at the bird face. "I don't know about a great-great-aunt," she thought. "Looks to me more like a small-small aunt."
"What shall I call you?" she said.
"Same as everyone else does, Aunt Al. It's nice and short like me."
"Are the Highlands very high,
Aunt Al?" said Sophie.
"Quite high."
"And cold?"
"Quite cold."
"Lots of snow?"
"Masses in winter."
"Polar bears?"
"No," said Aunt Alice, "but lots of lovely creatures like golden eagles and blue hares and red deer." They swung in silence for a while, and then Sophie said,
"It sounds nice. I wouldn't have bothered coming down off the top of the Highlands to go to London if I were you. I don't often, but there were a few things I wanted to do."
"Like coming to lunch with us?"
"Of course, and doing some shopping, and seeing about my will."
"What's the matter with your will?" said Sophie. "Is he ill?"
Aunt Alice gave a little chirp of amusement, but before she could answer, the twins came running up and stood side by side in front of her, grinning. Sophie sighed. She knew those identical twins, and she knew those identical grins, and she knew what was coming. Still sighing, she wriggled down from the swing seat and plodded off. Aunt Alice looked at the two boys.
"Hullo," she said.
"Hullo," they said.
guess, said Matthew. Which is which, said Mark.
Bet you can't tell, they said. It was a game they never tired of playing. If the visitor guessed wrong anyway, well and good. But if the guess was right, if the visitor pointed at Matthew and said, you're Matthew, he would reply, Mark. And if Mark was correctly chosen, he would answer, Matthew. So they always won. Sophie did not approve of this.
You tell lies, she said severely.
No, we don't, they said. We just say each other's name. That's not telling lies. However, Sophie did not approve of telling tales either, so she had never said anything. Still, she would not watch when they played this game on people, but always stumped off.
Aunt Alice looked at the grinning twins. Better can, she said. She opened her bag and took out her purse. From it, she took £2 coins.
Tell you what, she said, if I'm wrong, you each get one of these.
All right, they cried eagerly.
Aunt Alice stared long and carefully at each boy in turn, nodding her neat head up and down as if she were a thrush, choosing between two worms, and then suddenly, like a bird pecking, she said, quick, which of you's the older? And before he could stop himself, Matthew twitched his mouth. Aunt Alice looked at him poker-faced.
You, she said deliberately, a Mark.
No, they both shouted delighted. No, you're wrong.
Honestly, said Aunt Alice.
Honestly, they said.
In that case, I'd better pay you up.
When Matthew and Mark had run off, whooping and cheering, Sophie came plodding back and she climbed onto the swing seat.
I've just been guessing which twin was which, Aunt Alice said.
Huh, said Sophie.
She sighed.
Whatever can you mean, said Aunt Alice.
Sophie looked very directly at her great-great-aunt.
Aunt Al, she said, can you keep a secret?
Sure thing.
Sometimes one of them pretends to be the other.
Disgraceful, said Aunt Alice. What wicked boys.
I don't know, said Sophie. They're all right, really. They just get overexcited.
They sat side by side, swinging gently. For some time, neither spoke. Each was comfortable with the silence. And then Sophie said,
did you give them money?
Yes.
They'll only spend it.
Wouldn't you if I gave you money?
No, I'd save it. I'm saving up for a farm.
A toy one?
No, a real one.
Phew, that'll take a long time.
I expect it will, said Sophie.
And Aunt Alice looked very directly at her great-great-niece.
Sophie, she said, can you keep a secret?
Sure thing.
Aunt Alice took out her purse again.
I gave the boys £1 each, she said, but I'm going to give you 2.
And she did.
Yikes, said Sophie. Thanks.
After all, said Aunt Alice with a grin, it's not your fault that you're not twins.
The end.